You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is March 13th, 2017. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. It's been a couple weeks since the last time we spoke, but we've got a lot going on in the wet shaving world. Actually, not too much news, but we have a lot of cool stuff that we're going to go over this week. I think most of the vendors are actually going through getting ready for Big Shave West. That's the biggest shave meetup in the country that's happening April 22nd in Southern California. So they are, I believe, are getting ready for that. There hasn't been too much going on in that aspect, but we do have some good content for you this week. So first we'll discuss, we have a new vendor, and we're going to talk about eBay prices. The discussion of the week will be different types of single-edge safety razors. Now, I couldn't believe how many different types there were until I really started looking into it. And I've probably even missed a couple. I have no idea. But there are several different types of single-edge safety razors that take different blades, different styles. We're going to discuss most of them here today. I even had to make a video just to make it a little bit easier to understand, so I linked that in the notes as well. So look for that as, in addition to the discussion. Training tip of the week, how to clean your safety razors. I have a method that I've been using for a few years, works very well. It's really cheap and really easy to do, so we'll go over that as well. And our vendor of the week, Mongoose Safety Razors. That's right, Mongoose Safety Razors. They're our vendor of the week. We'll go over a little bit with them and what's going on in the future with Mongoose Razors as well with the podcast and Sharpologist. And what's coming up with the podcast? What's going on with the podcast? We'll discuss the future as well. So guys, without further ado, let's get on with the show. So what's happening in the wet shaving world today? We have a new vendor that I've recently contacted. I got a hold of the owners of Lather Brothers. Now, Lather Brothers is a pretty new vendor. I think they've been around a couple of months, but I just discovered them about a month ago. Lather Brothers Shaving Products. They're based out of Miami, Florida, which is really cool for me because I'm in South Florida. Miami's a little far south, but it's cool to have an artisan finally in the area. They make some really cool soaps and aftershaves. Based out of Miami, but they're a small husband and wife team, two people. They began making soap about a year ago, and I talked to them briefly online. I haven't been able to purchase their products yet. I'm going to do that very soon and review them, but really cool to see a nice South Florida actual company, for me at least, because it's usually Florida down here. It feels like we're in the other side of the world sometimes, but yeah, really cool. New vendor. Check them out, latherbrothers.com. I linked them up in the show notes as well. And give them a shout. See what's going on. See if it's just, I mean, they have some really cool scents. I have a barbershop. They have some Miami-based coffee scents and stuff. So check them out. I mean, we'll be featuring more of them in the future and talking more about their company and products in the very near future. So check them out. Latherbrothers.com. eBay prices. This is something I want to discuss for a little while. I thought this is a good week to do it. How far is too far? What is proper etiquette, and why it's important not to post live auctions on the forums? So how far is too far? Well, I've had this discussion with a few guys in the wet shaving world. How far is too far? How far is how far you're willing to go? If you want something and you're willing to pay for it, the sky is the limit. I've seen razors go from, you know, a few dollars to several thousand dollars. It depends on what the demand is. Now, there's some razors out there that you missed, a rare razor, and like, wow, how come it only went for that? And then you'll see some other ones of like, wow, I can't believe that razor went for that high. So it's all about how far is too far. It's what you're willing to spend. Now, guys, that I know that makes it so people have budgets. I have a budget. You have a budget. We all have budgets. And some guys don't have budgets. And it makes it kind of hard for the guys like us who want to buy something that we can't have that's rare. So that's just kind of life. That's society. I mean, society is it's the fit of the fittest. You know, it's like if you're gonna go into an auction, be prepared to pay and have a budget and stick with it. Now, what I tend to do when I do auctions sometimes is I'll go with my budget and then I keep going. Oh, I'll just do another $5. I'll just do another $5, and then it ends up being like another $100 or something like that, and then I'm in real trouble. So just know your budget, establish a budget, and stay with it. Proper etiquette for eBay is very important. You don't want to post live auctions, okay, to forums. And why wouldn't you want to do that? Well, one, you're creating competition. You're making it easier for the guys that aren't doing the research that you're doing. And second, you're opening yourself up for that item to get bid on hundreds of times. If there's something that you want and you really want to know about it and you don't, you have questions, PM somebody that you know that you can trust. Don't post it for the public to see. First off, most groups and auctions, I mean forums, you're not allowed to do that anyway. But you don't want to post stuff like that online because it's not proper etiquette and because you're causing competition to get out of hand. So just leave it, keep it to yourself. Watch auctions. Talk to your friends via PM, personal message, or email or something like that. But don't post it for the whole world to see because all it's doing is going to create a falsified price, really. So that's what I know about eBay. I'm really not into I don't really do much eBay anymore. I mean, I do look at almost every day. Another thing is with buy it now prices, I know most places do allow you to do it, forums and stuff. Once you post a buy it now price, consider it gone within about a minute because once those guys see it, somebody's going to go on there and bid it. So, and also for guys, other proper etiquette is, the reason why we're not allowed to post live auctions is, what if it's your auction or my auction and I'm posting it on a Facebook page? It means that I'm just creating competition. I'm just creating like a falsified price and it looks like that I'm trying to profit off a nonprofit group. Most of these groups don't run on money. They run on just, you know, the help and volunteer of members alone. So just that's eBay prices in my opinion, or eBay etiquette in my opinion, in a nutshell. I'm sure, you know, a lot of people have different opinions on it. That's what I think. Just don't post them on live and I think you'll be fine. Don't post live auctions on forums and stuff. That's basically my only rule, the only thing I think of. But, you know, to each his own. So, discussion of the week. We're going to talk about single-edge razors. We spent a few weeks talking about double-edged safety razors, and those are the most popular. But there are some, there's a different type of razor that is actually a safety razor and requires different blades and are not as popular as double-edged, but they're still pretty cool. So there's several types of single-edged safety razor. What's a single-edged safety razor? Well, it's a razor that doesn't have a double-edged blade. It has one side of a razor blade when you shave, and that's all you use. There's several different types. You have the old style lather catchers. Now, in the video that I show you an old 1890s star shaving safety razor. Say that three times fast. And what it has is a wedge style blade that needs to be honed. And it's a lather catcher. It means it's a real big head on the razor. And it fits the lather underneath the blade when you shave. And you can fit a lot into there. They're really cool to shave with. They're very old. And some of them are pretty delicate. But those are the first style of safety razors on a handle. Now, a lot of people think that the Gillette razor, the Gillette double ring, was the first safety razor out there. And it's not. It's the first disposable blade safety razor to come out mainstream. So when people talk to me about the history of shaving or stuff like that, I like to say that, you know, I compare Gillette to Henry Ford. I think that Mr. Gillette was more of he made the process available to everybody. Just like Henry Ford created the assembly line and made cars faster, was able to get more cars out, that's what Gillette did. He did something very similar. He made a disposable blade and made it easier to get out and just mass produced it. There's also the shovel head style safety razor. That's your GEM and your Ever Ready safety razors. These take those conventional looking box cutter blades. Now they're not box cutter blades. Don't use box cutter blades in these razors. Even though they'll fit and they look the same, they're not shave worthy and they're going to hurt your face. You want to use special safety razor basically blades. And there's several types. There are not that many types as a double edge, but there's about six or seven different types of razor blades for these blades razors. GEM makes them. You can get them. You could still get the CVS brand stuff, and those work all right. They make stainless. They make carbon steel, and they work great. Also, I think Feather makes them as well. But there's about I think about 5 or 6 different types for those razors. But the shovel head style, they look like an actual shovel. The blades get loaded in, and you just basically shave like you would with a regular with a lather catcher. They hold a lot of lather as well. And they're also very very affordable. You can get a couple of them online for a few bucks here and there. Not as popular, so there are more of them out there. You then have your injector style blades. Now, injector blades are schick injectors are really the most popular ones. And they have a little small half blade that's already formed. You don't have to split it or anything like that like you would with a double edge if you're doing a Chevette. It's a small blade, and they have the injector mechanism. So you put it in there and you load them. I have a video of when I of how to actually load them on my YouTube channel if you want to check it out, how to load a schick injector. They shave great. They have a nice safety bar on them. They're more of a cartridge-style razor to me when you shave with them. But I really enjoy it, and the blades last a good long time. So, yeah, the schick injector style would be the next one. Then we have our Wilkinson Sword 7-day set. Now, that's another single-edge safety razor. I just have a set. I didn't feature in a video because I actually kind of forgot about it, to be honest with you. But it's a fixed blade. It's kind of like the old-style lather catcher. It's a blade you have to strop and hone. 7 of them come in the kit, but they're a little bit thinner. They're easier to hone. Great razor. Relatively getting rare. And they're made by Wilkinson Sword. So check them out when you get a chance. You know, just a basic search on there. And I'm going to do an actual video on honing those razors, honing those blades in the near future. Then we have the Gillette Tecmatic. Now, the Gillette Tecmatic is your first cartridge razor from Gillette. It's got one of those band-style blades, meaning it's one continuous blade that you just turn. It's a band inside of it. It is the it's a single edge, and it's probably the worst one on this list. I don't think I have one. I've shaved with one. They're not very great. But the cool part with the Tecmatic was it was in space in the Apollo space mission. So really cool razor there. It's been around out of this world technically, right? Another thing about the Gillette Tecmatic is the only cartridge style razor that is no longer producing cartridges from Gillette. Gillette produces cartridges for every one of their razors except for this one. So if you want to get one, you have to get them secondhand on eBay. I have about 10 cartridges for mine, and I don't really use mine too often, so I'm pretty sure that's going to last the rest of my life. Then we have our Rolls razor. If you guys have been seeing that Rolls razor, it's in that chrome case that comes out. You've seen them everywhere, Rolls razors. It's got the hone and the strop in them, and that's another one of those you have to hone and strop. It's got a safety bar on it. Really fun razor to use if they're honed properly. Now, I don't recommend using the hone and strop in the box, but I do recommend having them honed or on traditional whetstones and a traditional strop, and they work really great when they do. It's basically a straight razor on a stick. You can have one of these you could probably find one in a garage sale or antique shop for like $20 and for one in decent shape to about $80 if you get something in perfect shape. And now, finally, we have our modern artist style single edge razors. These razors are the Mongooses, the Cobra. You have the Razor Rock Hawk, the Colonel General. These razors take those Chevette style single edge blades. They're really large. These razors are awesome. I am a big fan of it. They're getting very popular. And basically, these blades last for a long time. The razors, if they have the right gap and the right angle, are really awesome. You'll really enjoy them. They tend to be larger than the other style razors, bigger than double edge and bigger than your regular single edge razors, but they're really fun to have, and most of them are very quality. They start for about $25, and they go up to several hundred. So check them out. I put in the video too, different types of showing you different types of them. Awesome razors to try, and they're really cool. So I mentioned it several times. I did make a video. It's at the end of this portion of the show notes. It's just hard to describe them all for you guys to make a visual. So I did a quick video on it. So check it out if you get a chance. And let me know what you think. So now that brings us to our training tip of the week, guys. And we're going to talk about how to clean your safety razors. There's an extremely ineffective way to clean your razors without investing a ton of money. And what do you need? All you need is an old toothbrush, a plastic cup, some dish soap, and hot or warm, lukewarm water. So, guys, this is what I do with all my razors when I get them. It makes them shine. It makes them look good, and I don't have to go too crazy. Even if there's soap scum in it, and they look like and they look really nasty. Now, recently, I just purchased a razor for like $5 on eBay. It was an adjustable Gillette. It was covered in soap scum. I thought that the razor was going to have to be replated. It looked bad, looked faded. I ended up doing this method. It came out looking really nice, working well, too. So what you want to do is you want to fill the cup with about a quarter of an inch, if not a little bit more, of dish soap. Conventional dish soap, whatever you have is fine. Then you want to slowly add the warm water to the cup. Now you want to slowly add it so the bubbles don't come overflowing and you lose all your soap. Fill it up to almost the brim. Not too high because you know you're going to have to put the razor inside it. You want to, if it's a twist to open razor, you want to open up the mechanism if you can. Open it up and leave it open. Make sure you take the old blade out. Discard the old blade if there's a blade. Sometimes they're glued in there. All right? And then you, if you're, it's a three-piece razor or a two-piece razor, take the whole entire razor apart and put all the parts in the water. So add the water in there and let it sit overnight or for a few hours. I'm serious. Let it sit in there. You'll be very happy that you did. Let it sit. So then when you check it the next morning, I guarantee you'll see a bunch of like crud on the bottom of the cup when you pull the razor out. You'll look at it and it'll get shiny. Take the toothbrush and gently scrub the inside to get the soap scum out and soap the handle and everything like that. Twist it open and close and rinse it. Try and do that a few times and see. Now if there's still stuff stuck to it, repeat. Just put it right back in the cup and let it sit and then scrub again. That's it. That's all it takes. Do this process, you know, several times and repeat it as necessary, and this works. It really does. Dish soap is awesome for razors cleaning, and you'll save yourself tons of money. This will cost you maybe a couple of cents, and an old toothbrush that you have. If you have to buy one at the dollar store, so be it, but it really works, and it comes out nice. I've done this with many razors. I've saved a lot of razors and saved myself a lot of time and work by taking them apart, and then that's it. Just start using them. You want to sanitize them after you're done. Sanitizing them could be with just a little cup of Barbasol. You can put that in Barbicide. You put that in there, or you can use some rubbing alcohol or something like that. Just rinse it off, clean it with hot water, and you're ready to go. So yeah, that's basically the basics of cleaning your safety razors. It also works with straight razors as well, but we're going to talk about that in the future on how to actually clean a safe, how to restore a straight razor, and that's where it comes up next. I wanted to talk about the actual future of the podcast. We're going to talk about safety razors for the next week or so. And we're going to start talking about slants as well. We're going to effectively how to lather in a shaving cup. And we're going to move on to straight razors, in the next couple of weeks. So be on the lookout for that. We will be talking about how to restore a straight razor and how to choose a straight razor, how to get into straight razor shape, all that straight razor good stuff. We've been saving it for last, basically. So it's going to be a lot of fun to look for that in the next couple of weeks. And that brings us to our vendor of the week, Mongoose Safety Razors. So guys, if you're unfamiliar with the Mongoose Safety Razor, you should familiarize with it because it is awesome. I have two of them. I'm lucky enough to have two Mongoose razors that I've been using. I use them all the time. Mongoose razors, they are 100% made in the USA. They are made actually in South Florida, believe it or not. They're made in South Florida. And they feature the larger artist style blades that we just discussed in the beginning of the podcast. These razors shave great and are really, really, really awesome to collect. They're a little difficult to get at this time. They're only available at two places, Straight Razor Designs and MaggotsRazors.com. They're available there. Sometimes they go in and out of stock. They are made in limited quantity, so when you see one, go for it. They are awesome. I mean, I enjoy mine very much. They're really fun. They're relatively mild shavers, so you don't have to worry about really cutting yourself when you use them. And they're really large and heavy. Not too heavy. They're really balanced razors as well. A lot of fun to use. And you know what? We're going to be featuring a lot on the Mongoose in the near future. I have some surprises coming from that company as well. So check them out. They have a really cool Facebook page, Mongoose Razors. I put the link in the show notes to check them out. So take a look at Mongoose Safety Razors. If you have any questions about the Mongoose, please email me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. I'll be able to answer them for you, or I can get the answer for you. Really awesome pieces there, so check them out. Mongoose Safety Razors, our vendor of the week. So, guys, that brings us to the end of our show. I know it's a relatively short show this week, but I wanted to go over a few things that I thought were really important. Remember, our show is powered by SharpOlogist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for letting us use his platform and for all that he does in the wet shaving community. And most of all, guys, special thanks goes out to you, the viewers and listeners. And without you, there would be no podcast, and this wouldn't be fun. I'm telling you, it would not be fun. So don't forget to check out my blog site, ShaveStraightAndSafe.com, for tips and interesting wet shaving stories. Please feel free to contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com whenever you have any question. No question is too small or too large. Subscribe to my YouTube channel if you like for videos regarding some tips. I'm going to be doing a lot of content on YouTube in the next few weeks, and I'm going to be adding a few videos here and there. I know I took a little bit of a break, but check it out. I have some cool videos on there as well, and let me know what you think on them too. So if you're a vendor and you'd like to be featured on the show, please contact me. I will do my best to get you on the show, and again, all emails, all inquiries will be featured on the show as long as they meet the criteria of not being a bad content, if you know what I mean. So, guys, also remember to join us on the Wet Shavers Roundtable every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Myself or Mark are usually on the show. I haven't been on in the last few weeks, but I'm going to try and get on very soon. So check them out. A lot of wet shaving stories, a lot of good, cool stuff going on in that show, too. It's about an hour long. Check them out, wetshaversroundtable.com. And remember, our next show will be the 27th of March coming up, where we will have some really cool content coming up. Really cool content. If you have any ideas for the show or anything you want to see featured, please remember to email me. Guys, thank you for listening, and remember to shave straight and shave safe. Happy shaving.